With 30 newscasts during your workday and breaking news first. This is Dakota Country News with Steve Yurnes.
Four people who face multiple felony burglary and theft of property charges entered not guilty pleas during a pretrial investigation yesterday in Barnes County. Stephen Lee Hovland, April Capon of Valley City, along with Brock Beitart and Betsy Lee Runkle of Rochester, Minnesota, were accused of breaking into several Barnes County farmsteads, taking a number of items, including tools and a pickup from a Valley City business last year. Barnes County State's Attorney Lee Grossman says he'll submit a motion to have the four tried together. He believes the trial could take up to 2 weeks. With some 30 witnesses.
Six or seven separate incidents that have been combined into one trial. You have burglaries and thefts from a bunch of different farmsteads. If each one of these were to be tried individually, separately, it would probably take a day or two on each one. All of the felonies are Class C, and there are a couple of misdemeanors. Less than $250 would be misdemeanors.
Beitart could be sentenced to 65 years on 13 felony counts, Hovland 55 years on 11 felony counts, Runkle 50 years on 10 felony counts, while Capon faces 10 years on her two felony counts. A North Dakota couple is facing charges in South Dakota for an alleged building scam. South Dakota Attorney General Marty Jackley says 45-year-old George Nelson III and Carla Nelson of Fargo are charged with felony grand theft by deception. They allegedly sold metal buildings that were never constructed. Jackley said the couple could have used numerous building names in South Dakota, including Barron Buildings, Barron Steel Buildings, Steel Barron Buildings, Steel Buildings of Georgia, and AgPro Buildings of Fargo. A flu-related death of a 14-year-old St. Louis Park, Minnesota girl is the second such death involved an otherwise healthy teen in the last 10 days in Minnesota. The Minnesota Department of Health confirmed that the state's fifth flu-related death occurred. Confirmed cases of flu in North Dakota have jumped 72% over the past week. The state health department said yesterday that some 1,000 flu cases had been reported statewide. Influenza Surveillance Coordinator Lindsay Vanderbush says the high number of flu cases is happening earlier in the flu season than usual. Officials say it's not too late for people to get a flu shot. A North Dakota Highway Patrol trooper was seriously injured in a two-vehicle crash on U.S. Highway 2 east of Devil's Lake. Crash happened 7 o'clock last night. Ramsey County Sheriff Steve Nelson says trooper Brian Melhoff was airlifted to an area hospital. Extrication equipment had to be used to get the trooper out of the wreck. Two brothers from International Falls, Minnesota, in the other vehicle were treated and released. An option Barnes County is exploring is a joint agreement with Stutzman and Richland counties. Emergency manager Kim Franklin said the agreement involves sharing equipment, but she said local dispatchers in Barnes County would remain employed if the joint agreement option is approved and implemented. Franklin said if Barnes County's workstation went down due to an equipment failure or error, the dispatchers in the other two counties would pick up calls for Barnes County until the system is repaired. North Dakota Army National Guard unit has been notified that it might be called for duty in Afghanistan. The Guard says the Jamestown-based 817th Engineer Company has been put on alert. Work on the Cheyenne Riverbank Stabilization Project along Main Street will start Monday. The contractor will be installing steel sheeting to repair erosion, which has taken place along the Cheyenne River. A ticket sold in Lenox is worth $250,000 in the latest Mega Millions drawing. South Dakota Lottery officials say the ticket matched all five white ball numbers but missed the Mega Ball on Tuesday to win the game's second prize. That's our news. I'm Steve Yurnes reporting. For more news, log on to our website, newsdakota.com, and follow newsdakota.com on Twitter.